In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we observe the third Sunday of Advent, represented on the Advent wreath with the rose candle, also known as the shepherd's candle or the candle of joy. This observance reminds us that the time is getting closer, and very soon our joy will be complete in the celebration of our Savior's birth. But still, we must wait. After all, Advent is the season of waiting and hoping and wishing for assurance that God does indeed love us and that God is in control of our lives. And the gospel writer, Matthew, tells us that Advent is also a season of impatience. We want to know if everything will come together as we hope. And just like new parents wondering if their Christmas gifts will be adequate and appreciated, we too, as believers, should wonder if we are doing enough for those for whom this Christmas season would not be a happy time of celebration. I'm talking about the poor, the grieving, and the discouraged. As believers filled with expectations of the Savior's birth and salvation, are we doing enough to share the good news and the love of God? Or are we suffering, overwhelmed by life's difficulties, sickness, hunger, and financial problems? Maybe some of us are imprisoned by circumstances, and we want to know if God still exists. That's probably what happened to John the Baptist after he was put in prison by King Herod for reproving Herod for divorcing his wife and unlawfully marrying his brother's wife. Behind prison bars, John heard what the Messiah was doing. So he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Now, I have never been in a prison, but as a deacon, I have visited prisoners at the old Riverfront prison in Camden. I never met a prison inmate who was happy and filled with joy in prison. And when you go behind those locked gates of a prison, you lose all joy. You begin to doubt what you once believed. That's probably what happened to John the Baptist, who in the isolation of the prison and probably in despair, was having second thoughts about following Jesus. You and I will be doing the same too. Like John the Baptist, some of us in our difficulties and hardships may be asking if Jesus is really the Messiah and why isn't he helping us? And we have the same answer that Jesus gave John, his disciples. He said, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them." In other words, our Lord is confirming and affirming all that Isaiah said about the workings of the Messiah. And in today's Old Testament lesson, Isaiah has more encouraging news about what will happen when the Messiah comes again. The wilderness, he says, and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. You see, the prophet Isaiah is talking about joy. The joy that fills your heart when you truly know and love Jesus. The Bible says in Galatians 5, joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. The others are love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. The joy that I'm talking about this morning is assurance that God is good all the time. And all the time, our God is good. And, my friends, if you know that, and if you have been blessed by God, then you have to know that you have that joy within you. And when you have that joy, you share it. You share it. You know what happens when you give a gift to someone and they smile and they're happy? You also have joy in your heart. See, joy is what you get when you see someone else who you help, who is happy. You know, yesterday, Kitchen of Hope gave out coats, food, and they had the children come to select what they call Secret Santa kits for their parents and loved ones. And I'm told, I wasn't there, I was told that those children were happy to receive those gifts to share with their parents and loved ones. And one of the volunteers said to my wife Vivian, said, this is what I do. I have joy when I see those kids, those people who are helping, also have joy. Joy is when you help somebody and they are happy. They are blessed just like you have been blessed. You share that joy of the Lord. Yes, my friends, you always have the joy. And that joy is yours and it will never be taken away from you. Because why? It is God's gift to you. You receive that gift from God. My friends, no matter what, it is yours. Even in the midst of all our problems and difficulties, you still have the joy. You're filled with God's joy. It is joy that allows you and me to say when we lose a loved one or experience heartache or pain, that our sorrow may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. In the scripture, the Apostle Paul tells the church in Corinth, you will have trouble. You will be hard-pressed. You will be persecuted even. But because the one who reconciled you endured much more, why would we expect to endure any less? And because he didn't give up or fail, we have an assurance that everything is going to be all right. So my friends, when trials come your way and they try to bind you, just shout, I still have joy. I still have the joy of the Lord. Even when situations seem to be more than we can handle or even endure, we just need to be joyful because my Bible tells me the righteous shall be exalted or victorious. When folks talk about you or abuse you, just remember and say, don't take my joy away from me. You still have the joy. You won't lose it because God gave it to you. It is yours. When it seems that all hope is gone and you just can't endure anymore, remember what Luke says. He says that you should not worry, but be filled with the joy, because your name is written in heaven, and the torment of the moment is fleeting away. Yes, my friends, we will every once in a while be affected, but the joy of God has given you and me will keep us from being crushed down. We may be perplexed or have questions. Like John was wondering in prison. We may be wondering too. Why? What is this happening to me? Where is my God? But know that you have the joy already in you. You've been given that joy. And then count on that. Because God's gift is perpetual. We'll be persecuted, my friends, but you still will not lose that joy. The joy of the Lord is always in you. So, my friends, in a few days, maybe 10 days from now, we will be celebrating Christmas, the season of joy. But we must prepare our hearts to receive the joy of the Lord. Advent's call to us is to make room in our hearts for the coming of Christ, our Savior. And when we celebrate Christmas in a few days, my friends, you and I will proclaim proudly, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Amen.